This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 143, Pirates versus Ninja. It's all about the fashion. This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Welcome, people, to another episode of the ESH podcast.
Hello.
How you doing?
It's hot.
Are you cozy? I'm sweaty.
Boiling.
Yeah.
In my rooms.
For whatever reason, the climate has decided to be warmish where we are, and...
Isn't it funny how it's spring, but right now it's like 80 degrees, so it kind of feels like summer?
Yeah. Well, in my area, it hasn't recognized that it's spring yet, so it just decided to go ahead and be 90. And my building won't turn on the AC unit, because...
What about the koi fish that are outside of your apartment? Are they okay?
Yeah, they're fine. I mean, it's not turning into koi soup out there.
So they're chilling?
They're chilling. They're hanging out underneath the patio block, though, where it's cool.
I
where
bet.
There's no sun. So it's pretty much, they only come out when people walk by because they think they're going to get food. And then as soon as they realize they're not getting food, it's back to the shady spot. Yeah. Fish know what's up.
You know what else people know what's up?
What?
At our website.
That's right. Oh. The website, which is www.electricsisterhood.com. Or you can use the short address, which is...
ESH.mobi. That's ESH.mobi. The short address will bounce to the long one, and you can check out any articles that we've written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or just questions for us, you can use the Hit Us Up link. If you're not listening to us on iTunes, you can check us out there. You can plug us into any RSS reader, any podcast search engine, and we're also a part of the All Games Network.
That's right. You can catch episodes of the Electric Sisterhood podcast airing on Monday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time on the All Games Radio Network, found at allgames.com. You can also check out some really great entertainment like Super Happy Fun Time Show.
Or Dead Pixel Live.
Ultimate Quest.
Evil Avatar.
Video Game Outsiders.
Bobby Blackwolf Show and Friday Night Gaming.
As well as soon to be coming up. Scott already mentioned it on DPL, All Games Tonight.
All Games Tonight?
Yeah, don't you listen to Derek's show?
Well...
Let me leave that alone. But yeah, talking a little bit about possible E3.
No, I listen to Dead Pixel Live. I love Dead Pixel Live. Apparently, after last week's show, where I went on my little rant about people... hounding me about there being something romantic between Derek and I. I was told that Derek didn't take that very well, and I do want to formally apologize. I didn't mean to sound nearly as bad as I possibly did, since I didn't actually listen to our show that next Monday. So, Derek H., I am very sorry about how I sounded, and I hurt you as a friend.
Okay,
and I want us to be buddies.
Can we have, like, a drama-free... This is not a soap opera.
No, but I wanted to apologize because I really should have thought that out before I ranted. And it came from a very bad place, and he's an awesome person, and I wanted to correct that. No more drama.
Can we slash end drama? Can we
do that? Yeah, slash end drama.
Okay, that would be great.
We're done
everybody's,
now.
Everybody's friends.
Okay. Care Bear Stare.
Right. The Care Cousins are gonna call, okay? Everything's all
I would
done.
I would buy him a drink at E3.
You
but I know
owe him a drink.
I'll get him a soda.
You can get him a soda
water.
At E3.
Maybe I'll buy him a snack.
You know, too. Who knows? Cheez-Its are a good thing. They're a great.
I don't know
builder.
If he likes Cheez-Its, but I'll figure it out.
You know what? I'm pretty sure you'll figure it out.
I will.
Well, good. I'm so glad. Can we move on?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Great.
Fun.
So, after all of that, let's get to some of our own business, since we've handled everything else, it seems like, under the sun. We've got some questions from you guys, the audience, you awesome, awesome people. And I couldn't get to all of them this week.
Questions.
And some of them were very, very verbose.
Verbose.
Yeah.
Nice.
So
what a big word.
We trimmed those down a little bit. So
granted,
first
we
off,
like big meaty questions. It's just we can't answer them in the time frame that we give ourselves for the show.
Yes, because we try desperately to make sure that this thing will fit on a CD. Just for those of you who do not have digital music players and may need to actually write this off to an audio CD to play in your car while
you sit.
It'd
be really
your...
funny if we did an S show where we just answered all the questions that we haven't had a chance to answer.
And who knows, we may do that.
Our anniversary is coming up, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's coming up quick.
It's slowly approaching.
And we have a lot to do this week.
I know.
I don't know if it's all going to happen, but hey.
We're going to give it a shot.
Going to give it a shot.
Going to put it out there.
Going to put it out there.
If you don't like
See,
it,
that's why you have
back.
Soft delivery dates, so that when you miss them, nobody pokes you really hard, because it was a soft launch date, not a hard launch date. All right. Anyway, back to your questions. First up on the block is Ariel. Hi, Ariel.
Hi, Ariel.
Who had a question, and hers was two-parted. She wants to know, first of all, how we feel about the Devil May Cry movie coming out in 2012.
Oh, wow.
And then the second piece of her question is, what's a really, really, really bad game that she could play? Because she's looking for one that's not a Magical Arms game. So I'm going to take the first piece of that question.
Oh, why?
Ha ha! Because I actually know about the Devil May Cry movie.
Well, yeah, but whatever.
Well,
go ahead.
You can chime in on the question.
I will.
I'm just jumping
I'm
in on it first.
I'm going to chime in when I think it's appropriate.
Okay, well, Lord knows where that means you're going to pass.
Very funny, sister.
I'm just saying, sometimes your judgment is a little questionable.
Like you should talk. Get to the question.
Okay. I never said I was a saint. I'm not happy about the Devil May Cry movie, Ariel. I'm not happy in the least little bit. Did you see what they did with Dragon Ball? Do I have to say anything else?
No, you don't need to talk about Dragon Ball, because that was a fuck up. That was a fuck up the fingernails with bamboo suits.
Alright? I mean, I was one of the few people that when they first announced the Speed Racer movie, I was like, oh my god, this is gonna be so awesome. And then they said who was gonna be in it, and I was like, okay, I'm still with you. John Goodman is the dad, yep, okay. And then I saw the trailer. And I wanted to poop myself.
And not in a good way. Like, oh my god, I'm laughing so much that I shat myself. It's like, oh my god, I'd rather take a monstrous dump.
I would rather take a monstrous dump in public.
That rips out my insides.
And
watch this movie.
In white shorts.
Oh.
Then watch this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, here's the thing. I always hold an outside hope about any movie that's optioned based off of whatever treasured entertainment piece that they're picking it up from, whether it's a book or a video game or an anime series that they're turning from being animated into live action. I always hold an outside hope that maybe, just maybe, it'll be good. Okay, like right now, I hold an outside hope that maybe, just maybe, they'll do right by the Devil May Cry movie. Because as far as action movies go, typically it is a mediocre film to good at best. Okay? I thought that Max Payne was good.
Oh? I didn't see Max Payne.
Yeah. I thought Max Payne was good. I thought it was better than Constantine, which I was a huge Constantine fan. And even though I'm not a big Keanu Reeves fan, I thought that he did an okay job as Constantine. So I'm holding an outside hope that it won't be raped and pillaged. But at the same time,
but it's going to be raped and pillaged because that's what they do in Hollywood. They rape and they pillage.
Well, you know, the thing about Devil May Cry that lends itself, I think, better than some of the other video games that are being optioned and turned into movies is that it has that really interesting religious bent to it because it's all fantasy. You're talking about demons and devils and angels and lore. So it could pick up the fantasy crowd if it's played really well. I think that if it's treated the right way, it could be a fun summer film. I don't think that it's going to be great. I don't think it's going to be, you know, a Brokeback Mountain of a movie. I don't think that you'll ever get to a place where any video game that's optioned to become a movie will do that. I don't think Halo will do that. I don't think, you know, that it'll win any Academy Awards. But I think that it could be done in such a way that it would be good, you know. But, I mean, what do you think?
Well, I like Devil May Cry.
Oh, I love Devil May Cry. Dante and Nero are the shit. Okay.
I like movies.
I was worried about Nero.
Hi, I'm Devil May Cry. Hi, I'm movies. Separately, I dig them. But the idea that now they're kind of like, hey, we should, like, totally do something. I am not happy about it. Because I am worried that, like, with all the other games that they have converted to movies, like I was saying momentarily ago, I'm going to feel like I'm going to walk into the movie theater. Now, this is even if I had the money to go see it. I think they would sit everybody down in the movie theater, and our hands would get locked in on our little our armrests. Bamboo shoots are going to come up from the floor, and they're going to repeatedly jab underneath our fingers and our toenails for the whole hour.
I don't know that. We don't know that.
And then for the ringer, because they're going to go and make a really bad, you know, trailer, like a little clip, a little hidden Easter egg at the end of the movie as we're all getting up. Something's going to show up in our chairs, look, and it's going to poke. It's going to bonga bonga.
No thing with the bonga bonga.
This is a bonga bonga.
Bonga bonga is wrong. No.
And then that will be it.
That is not right.
Now for $10, I think that's a lot to go, you know, that's a lot to happen.
Bonga bonga in that.
But I don't want bamboo shoots in my fingernails and my toenails, and I certainly don't want bonga bonga.
Okay.
In my backside.
I don't think that it would necessarily be a bonga bonga.
Oh, I think it's going to be a bonga bonga.
I you gotta hope.
The Dragon Ball movie was a bonga bonga, and it was an ear rape.
No,
it was both at the same time. Oh,
that I don't.
Yeah,
I.
You cannot disagree.
I don't. Yeah,
that's right.
Here's the thing. I would love for it to not be. But
yeah, but that, just because we love to have world peace, but do we have it yet? No.
Well, you know, the thing is, like, I'm just afraid, who are they going to put in this thing? Who are they going to use? Which storyline are we talking about here? Like, if you search the internet,
we don't even have to worry about storyline because they're going to go and mix them all up in the worst possible order.
No, you can't do that. You can't do that. If you're going to have any...
They did it to X-Men.
I know. Look, we've beaten that one to pulp.
But I'm just saying, they do it.
I refuse to see the Wolverine movie.
You're refusing to see it?
Well, because the timeline's all fucked up.
Yeah, because I saw a leaked version of that movie, minus the special effects. Let me tell you, they really don't even touch truly on his backstory. It's all like flashbacks to certain things that only if you know you read it, or I guess it would be read it comic book style. But they fucked everything up. They even fucked up Deadpool, which was not cool. And I heard, now this is speculation because obviously I do not have the inside word, but they want to make a Deadpool spin-off. And if you watch the movie, if you think about it, I don't know how they're going to do it. Now, Ryan Reynolds, he's a hottie.
Yeah.
Definitely liked him with his blades in this movie.
Right.
He's not with Alanis. He's not still with Alanis Morissette, is he?
I don't know.
I hope not.
Really. Alanis and I don't talk like we used to, so.
Because he's too good looking for her. But anyway, he looked good. I liked him as a character. He was a good character. He did well in this movie. But, you know, at the same time, because essentially he becomes Deadpool after a lot of, I'm going to fuck you up with technology and, you know, mutation and shit. And they really didn't, there was so much they could have done with that, and they didn't. Because I'm sure they want to, you know, that's why they saved it for the spinoff. But, you know, you're kind of like, dude, you should totally be able to do this, this, and this right now, and I want to see this, this, and this right now. Are you going to do it?
Right.
And nothing. And then the bitch girl thing, you know, that, you know, Logan's all madly in love with.
Uh-huh.
She had the fuckiest power ever. I was like, okay, that's not even really a power because chicks do that every fucking day. No, her power, no lie, was that as long as she was touching you, like if she touched you, she could tell you to do anything and you would do it. Like, that's it. Like, it was just persuasion. You know, at first I didn't get it because I'm like, oh, well, she's just really hot. So I was like, oh, guys just want to do whatever she wants them to do because she's hot. I didn't realize it was her power. I was like, that's a fucky power. That's like being able to, you know, sweat a lot. I was like, yeah, okay, because I know eventually in the apocalypse, I'm going to need to sweat a lot. And that is what my mutant power lets me do. So I'm set. But, you know, it just didn't, I was disappointed, you know, and, you know, the fact that it was leaked, obviously it wasn't really done, so a lot of the CG stuff wasn't in it, but I'm now going, I'm not going to pay $10 to go see the CG, because I kind of know what they were going to do, so I'm like, I can imagine, and in my imagination, it's so much better.
Most things in your imagination
are better.
So that's where we sit right now with Devil May Cry. As far as a really, really, really bad game to play, it really depends on what genre you're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly.
Like, are you talking, like, bad, like, kitschy bad? Or are we talking bad, like, you want to throw it out the window because the camera just won't do what it's supposed to do?
But
'cause, you know.
I don't play, like, out of all the games that I own, I can't say that any of them are bad because
yeah,
obviously
but we're talking about games that you've played.
Yeah,
so like for instance, if you're talking about like a bad game that you just want to throw out the window or like beat your head through a wall because that would be better, the new Tomb Raider game, the camera is ridiculous and you will jump off of things when you don't mean to, and it will make you very frustrated. And swimming
Wait,
is retarded.
Wait, it's not like an Assassin's Creed where they want you to jump off of things and pray to God that you live?
Oh, no. You will jump off of things, but like...
And die.
So one of the things, notorious in Tomb Raider games, is that you have to do the whole pole jump thing. You know, when you're on a pole and you have to have your back to the other pole and jump off it and grab the one that's behind you, and then you shimmy up that one or you shimmy down that one and jump from that pole to another pole, and then you shimmy around, and then you're, oh, you're on the platform. Yay, you solved the puzzle, right?
Fuck that.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, because that's not bad. You got to have some element of that in all of your puzzle
Adventure-y
fighters.
Game.
I mean, you have that in freaking God of War when you're climbing out of Hades, except the poles have spikes on them, and if you
right.
hit the spikes, you fall down to the bottom. You gotta start over again till you get out of Hades. So, I mean, most action adventure titles have that kind of element, and Tomb Raider was, I really think, probably the start of that really happening. But what's awful in this Tomb Raider game is that you start doing it, you line everything up, and you're supposed to hold back to jump off an item towards another one, and you hold back and your character just decides to completely move off the pole in a different direction and jump to their death and fall like a rag doll. And it's like, you dumb bitch, I had you lined up where you were supposed to go. Why did you not go there? Why?
Because she's a douche.
Because she's a douche. And the controller is a douche. Pretty much the game is a douche. So if you're looking for something that's going to frustrate the heck out of you, then definitely rent the Tomb Raider game. But if you're talking about, like, just bad, just all the way around, Really, really clunky dialogue, awful gameplay. The game just makes no sense. And why on God's green earth did somebody make this game? It's been a while since I've played one of those, to be honest with you.
Yeah, because we have this thing about only playing games that are awesome.
No, it's not about only playing games that are awesome, because sometimes you try a game and you think it's going to be awesome, and then it turns out not so much.
I have not purchased a game that was bad.
I haven't purchased anything that's bad. I've rented a lot of stuff that's turned out to be bad, because I like to try new things.
Right.
So it just really depends on what you're looking at as being a bad game. So, like, I did not like the last Spyro game at all.
I've never played it.
Yeah, I like the Little Dragon series. It's fun enough. It's, you know, it's a puzzler. At times, it's actually a tad bit difficult. Like, it's not, like, crazy hard, but every once in a while, you're like, oh, I need you to do this now. No, do this now. That kind of thing. But I really don't have, like, just an all-out bad game. I mean, long, sure. You want a long-ass game? Play Shenmue. That'll take you a while. Yep. But other than that, don't really have any suggestions on a really, really bad game. So,
yeah.
Another question that we got from DS Master 26. He's a huge Sailor Moon fan.
Oh.
Or she. Don't know who.
I think DM Master is a he.
I think it's a dude.
I think he has called into AGI and DPL several times to confirm that it is a boy.
Okay. But on the Sailor Moon tip, looking to score a few more of the box sets that were not released over here. So I'm going to let you
because only three of them made it through the censorship to be, you know, sold over here. Sold.
To be sold.
To be sold.
To be sold. To be sold.
I think I have an idea of where you're going with your question, because I'm sure if I read it and you wanted to know where he could, you know, would it be worth investing, getting the other three that, you know, so that means he'd have to buy them, you know, from
import.
Japan. You know, and if that would be worth it, really. If you're
so
a diehard Sailor Moon fan and you have the money, then I would say you should definitely get the three seasons that were not brought over here. It's going to cost you. It's going to cost you lots of money. I mean, it's coming from Japan, dude. You know, you're asking for cheap right now, and you know, unless it is acquired, which obviously it wouldn't be in a box set. I mean, if you're really dead set in having a physical copy of it on your wall, with, I'm assuming, the other three that you probably already have, because if you're that diehard, then, you know, I can understand why you'd ask me the question. But, oh.
Well, let me ask you this. The sets that weren't released here, was that the lesbianic transforming
that
into...
That was the girls transforming into boys while looking for their princess.
Right.
Because, I mean, they showed a little bit of that over here, but it didn't get too far because the censors were like, are you fucking kidding us? It's like, okay, we've got two lesbians that we can just say that they're really close friends. Even though one of them essentially looks like Darian, only blonde with tits.
Yeah, I picked up on that.
Mm-hmm, you know, we can play that one off a little bit.
Tiny bit.
We can't go having girls dressing up like boys to pretend to be a boy band to attract girls.
The American children can't understand and comprehend that.
I mean, come
It'll
on.
Turn
this
them
is,
gay.
This is the country that has censorship called Four Kids, which went and took out all the guns from Yu-Gi-Oh! So all the times where, if you've ever watched a Yu-Gi-Oh! Episode, where it looks like people are awkwardly pointing at the screen and they're all, like, in black suits, they are supposed to be holding guns. But Four Kids and censorship was like, we can't show that to kids. Then kids are going to think that children's card games lead to violence.
Oh,
we can't
they
do that.
They do. Magic the Gathering can kill people.
Well, yes. But anyway.
See?
So if Four Kids went and did that, there is no way something like Four Kids is going, okay, we could totally do the whole transvestite woman to man to woman in black
lesbian
leather.
Lesbian thing. Sure.
Lesbian thing. And why then not? On top of that, so I mean, you had that arc, which actually is a really good arc. I really did like that one.
Never seen it.
But the one of the last arcs is the Galaxia arc, which I don't really remember this because it's been forever since I was like a diehard Sailor Moon fan. But there is a broken Senshi, you know, a sailor, and she was a sailor, you know, scout. But then she kind of went all rogue, and she's actually really, really powerful, and she actually pretty much kills everyone, essentially.
Okay.
Yeah, like, it gets really dark at the end of the series, which is really... I actually kind of wish they had brought it, because, you know...
Never seen it.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't, but I mean, you know, and Sailor Moon saves the day, or Neo Queen, Sailor Serenity, blah, 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 blah. The whole world is great, and everything goes back to normal.
There's only so much Darien I can take.
No, because, well, you saw that what got brought over here. After, I think they were starting to go into the Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto arc with Sailor Saturn, Mistress 19.
I got up to the point in Sailor Moon where the little purple chick...
Yeah, that's Sailor Saturn.
Yeah, I got up to that where they were looking for her. And yeah. I had
well,
to tap out.
Because they were worried, because if she became Mistress... I think it's Mistress 19. When she becomes Mistress 19, I think that's what her name is, I don't know, she is like the Senshi of destruction. So they're trying to make her not, you know, awaken, because when she awakens, she's going to fuck everything up.
But, yeah, I didn't get that thought.
But Neo Queen Serenity and, you know, Chibi Usa and all of them, they find her and they keep her under control. She does eventually become Mistress 19. They fight, they win, and they seal it away from her. So then she can just go back to being just a normal Senshi.
Well, here's my problem that I had, and where I really started just being lost with Sailor Moon. Okay? Little Puffball, mini Sailor Moon, shows up.
Oh, Chibi Usa. Yeah. Rini. Okay.
She shows up. And nobody goes, oh, look at that. She looks exactly like...
because she used her Luna Ball to, like, brainwash her whole family except for Serena or Usagi.
Right.
So okay. They all thought... So they were all brainwashed. So that's why they never put two and two together.
Right. Okay.
And she had brainwashed the Senshi, too.
Yes. Because I don't care how brainwashed I am. I'm not going to look at, oh, you have pigtails and blonde hair. And you have pigtails and blonde hair.
No, why? She also had pink hair.
Yes.
Like an albino bunny.
Yes, yes.
Red eyes. Okay. That's why she had red eyes and pink hair.
Mm.
But yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, she used her Luna Ball, so that's...
Yeah, I used my Luna Ball, too. It didn't work. People still realize we're related, so... I wouldn't put any stock in that company.
I know, I didn't get it either. I'm like, hello. And the fact that she was, like, all over Darien, and Darien was all like, aww. And then Usagi gets all jealous.
Yes, I often get jealous of my children.
I'm like, you know, if you know, I think she was aware that he liked little girls. And I'm like, well, she is cute enough, but that's a totally different anime. That would be kind of gross. You're my daughter from the future. And I'm going to
do you now.
I'm going to do you in your butt. Say what?
that's just not right. So anyway. Pretty much what we're saying here, DS Master, from the conversation that's now gone really wrong.
Really rampant.
There's no cheap way to get a hold of it. If you want it, you're going to have to come up out of pocket for it. What I would say, since you're asking whether or not it's best to get it from Amazon or someplace like PlayAsia, I know that PlayAsia is really popular. I'm a big believer in making sure that you have a big box retailer. So if something goes wrong, you have somebody that will actually be beholden to get you your money back and or your product the way they promised.
Get your money back, biatch.
So, like Michael Jackson said, get your money right.
Get your money, right?
So I would, if I was going to do it, get it from Amazon. And final question from Bootleg Pete. Hi, Bootleg.
Hey, Bootleg.
How you doing? So after
African
getting through...
American guy.
We're going to boil your question down, your email down to two nifty pieces, I thought. One... Bootleg wants to know, what's up with all this pirate versus ninja stuff? And two, He's thinking about getting a PS3.
He should do it.
And, well, he's not
you
sure
should
that
do it because
a whole
I say so, bootleg.
Spend money, because Panda says to spend it. It's good for the economy, not that she has any.
You know what?
What? Am I lying? No. Am I wrong? Am I incorrect in my statement? The truth, it burns! Like rubbing alcohol in a wound!
Yeah, but at least now it's clean and it's not infected.
That's
you don't have
right.
to get it amputated.
Yeah, you want to keep all your limbs.
Yeah.
So first up, out of Bootleg's question, I'm going to tackle is... See, now I forgot the first part of the question. Oh, pirates versus ninjas. That's
pirates
right.
versus ninjas.
First of all, ninjas win. But
no, they don't. Pirates
yeah,
win.
They do.
No, they
so.
Don't.
Pirate Bay, dead. Ninjavideo.net, still going. Ooh.
Whatever. Anyway.
Truth. Suck it.
But do you know anything truly about the pirate versus ninja
Look, debates? It's been... The pirate versus ninja debates have been going on for years.
It was once written on a scroll that was carried by a pirate that got... stolen by a ninja that was then turned into lead speak by a samurai and left on YouTube.
Yes. So, long pedigree.
It's been, you know, around.
It's nothing new, okay? So, you do a little of the Googles and you can find out about all of the shenanigans. It roughly comes down to this. What kind of geek are you? Because first of all, if you're going to get involved in the debate, accept that you are a geek. Probably
a geek.
A nerd.
I'm a geek.
And depending upon geek. How far you take the debate.
I'm a super geek.
Very
super
much.
Geek. I'm super geeky. Yeah.
Did you just snort at
yep.
the end of that?
I had to put a spin on it.
Yeah. Okay.
And I totally like pushed my glasses up too because I thought that'd be pimp.
That would definitely be nerd pimp, but
nerd
since we're
pimp.
An
nerd,
audio
nerd.
Podcast and not a video podcast, really didn't add much to what's going on. Pretty much, it just depends on what camp do you fall in. Are you a silent assassin, or are you a rum-swilling braggart? I mean, that's pretty
I'm
much...
the second one.
Panda's like, wait, hold on, let me see the menu. I'm going to point at this. I'm going to be this. I don't know what it
is. I am a pirate.
Yes. And as my...
And sister is a ninja.
Yes. As my name decrees
yes.
massively. Is there a lot of haterade on both sides? I would say no.
Yeah.
I think it's fun, jovial player haterade. Because we all respect the player. We hate the game.
No.
Yeah.
I tend to hate ninjas because, you know, they're in the dark and I can't see them and they jump out at me and I scream. Whereas you can see a pirate from, like, miles away and if you can't see them, you can certainly
well,
hear them.
Well, it depends. I mean, if you watch The Princess Bride, the Dread Pirate Roberts, you couldn't see coming until he boarded your
But you
boat.
See, you can't go by Dread Pirate Roberts because if you look at his costume, he looks like a ninja.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He wears all black.
Bum, bum, bum. Look, I think it just really, we just have to come to the conclusion that pirates and ninjas should not fight each other. They should mate
and make
the
ultra ninjas. Pirate ninjas? Pine ninjas?
How about ninjites?
Ninjites. Yeah, but
or
then
pyras.
What happens? They'll
you know,
set
I mean,
fires to towns, they'll rape
and pillage and go unseen and unnoticed.
Oh my god, it's like anthrax. Unnoticed.
But it would be a whole race of people. It
Holy
be,
shit, we should make ninjites!
We should probably work on this. So I encourage the pirates and the ninjas to get together. Especially if you're
dates.
Gamers.
You know, the pirate will be at the bar, and the ninja will be around somewhere, and we'll
just
send...
get notes on your napkin that have said you've been fucked by a ninja.
Like, oh, it's like, I had a really good time tonight.
Pretty
like,
much.
What? We haven't left the bar yet.
Oh.
Well, I'm already home.
The ninja's gone.
Ninja's gone.
Got your sample. But there shouldn't be haterade on that. Second piece of the question... I think if you've got the money, if you've got the dough, and you're interested in any of the new titles coming out, You know, if you're interested in things like your Killzone 2, it's definitely Infamous, as well as God of War 3, those types of things. Little Big Planet, even. Heavenly Sword is worth a play if you haven't already on the PS3. The system is definitely worth having. And I don't want anyone to think that I don't actually really believe that. I'm saying it. I do believe that the PS3 is worth owning. I don't think that it lives up to the hype that Sony builds up about the machine, but I don't think that the Xbox 360 lives up to the hype that Microsoft builds up about it. The same thing with the Wii. I don't think that any of the machines have either lived up to what they were hyped up to be or surpassed that yet. I think that the Wii is closer to becoming a great system. I think that things have been put in place that definitely helped the Xbox 360 as a platform really become a very strong game platform. And I think that there are some things that Sony has left to do with the PS3 to put them on the same pedestal. So I do feel that they're playing catch up to the other two platforms, which is a weird place for me to see Sony in. That being said, the system is worth owning. Absolutely. I am thrilled that I own mine. Just for God of War 3.
Yeah, I know. You're awesome, I'm not.
Get a job. All right, anyway, that being said, when you talk about things like home, and whether or not it's a deal breaker or a console mover or things like that, what it's about and is it fun, no, I don't find home to be fun at all. I find it to be a headache. I find it to be nearly useless and to just be a waste of money. In the form it's in right now. I get harassed more on home. So I'm about to make a dude looking avatar. I even made my avatar, my female avatar on home, as short, fat, and ugly as possible. And I still got guys. Or boys.
Yeah, let's just say boys.
Yeah. Trying to find out if I was really a girl or not. Trying to get my digits, follow me around in the common areas, and trying to dance up on me, which I'm not interested in.
How do you do those commands?
It's a pain in the behind because you've got to bring up the menu to do it.
Oh, that's lame.
Yeah, so it's a sub-menu, so you have to find that and then set that interaction. It's a pain in the butt to do. Anyway... I don't think that home is a console mover, nor do I think that it is the top selling point, not in the form that it's in right now.
Uh-uh.
I'm not interested in showing anybody my trophies. I'm not interested in decorating my space. I'm really not interested in having to pay for every piece of article of clothing that I put on my avatar just to make them seem a little bit more like me. That's just not a microtransaction that I'm interested in. Do I think that home has potential? Absolutely. Do I think that Sony's going to reach that potential this year? I'm doubtful of that. But I would say, outside of that, the console is still worth owning. It is a very good media center. It's one of the few boxes that I had zero setup issues with. I had issues with my NAT addressing with my Xbox 360. For the longest time, I couldn't get my Wii on my network, and I finally had to set up a separate network in my house just for my Wii to connect to wirelessly with web connection. My PS3 was the only box that I literally turned on, plugged in, and immediately it talked to all of my stuff, including one of my Macintoshes on the network to send pictures and video from. As far as that setup goes, I'm very happy with that. I just think that there are a few more things that they can do in the console to really make it a killer and bring it up to that same level that the Wii and the Xbox 360 are already on. So should you buy one? If you got the cash in your pocket, if you got a tax refund coming in, and you're trying to figure out what to do with that puppy, yes. If you're strapped for cash, then wait. There are rumors of a price drop coming out that Sony's going to announce during E3. So if you can hold off just a couple more months, I say do it. See if they drop it $50. See if they drop it $100. They drop it $100, and then my answer is, hell yeah, you need to buy one of them sons of bitches.
Hell some motherfucking yeah.
Get you some Blu-ray. Get Dark Knight on Blu-ray, and it'll be worth it.
Because I'm the goddamn Batman.
So, thanks for those questions. Now on to interesting stuff. First
Not
of all,
that wasn't interesting.
Yeah, but we got to get to the meat and the potatoes of the podcast now. That was the appetizer. Now we're to the steak and mashed potatoes.
That sounds so good right now.
I know. I'm hungry as hell. Anyway, my two things.
I know hell was that hungry.
Hell is always hungry. It is. And it's just insatiable. Like me. Okay. First up, Bionic Commando demo's hitting the Xbox Live here pretty shortly. The game itself is actually going to be released on the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3 on May 19th. But there's a demo coming that's supposed to be out before the end of the month. So sometime this week, folks, keep an eye on the marketplace. What's really interesting is that the demo is a multiplayer online mode that allows for 8 players to go head-to-head, pretty much in a death match. So if you were a Bionic Commando person from the old school days, definitely want to take advantage of the demo coming out sometime this week. Tekken 6, still looking pretty good. It needs some redemption after the last Tekken. Yeah, Namco, I'm looking at you. So I'm going to be putting together a gallery of some of the shots that we got of the character art and some wallpapers that I've made for you guys featuring some of my more favorite characters like Huorong and Ling Zhaiyu because they're my favorites. So be on the lookout. Those desktops will be downloadable. So, you know, download them. Throw them up. If you do, snap a shot. Let us know that you like our wallpapers on your desktop. You know, because we put a little effort in. So keep a lookout for those. And then finally, on the Tales of the WTF tip. Remember April Fools? When everybody was putting out their little joke stuff. Or it was like, ha, we got you. We're not really making that game. Or, ha, yeah, we didn't do that. Remember that? Panda?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Yes, I'm here.
And
sorry, I had to adjust.
It happens. Get your balls situated. Okay.
That's not my balls. It's my back, you douche. I don't have balls.
That should have been the first
thing. I have a vagina.
It's the first thing we should have been. I don't have balls. That's not what I'm adjusting. You said, it's not my balls. It's my back. And then you went,
I don't have balls.
I don't have balls.
I don't have balls.
I'm just saying. The Tales of the WTF tip. Lego Rock Band is real, guys.
What?
Yeah, it is. Warner and TT Games and MTV and Harmonix and, you know, whatever other 12 companies are involved in Rock Band titles these days that have to get credit, especially in the PR release, before they can actually say something of substance about the game and or product, have come out and even issued some screenshots. It's real. So that really makes me have to go back and rethink the question of, has Rock Band and the video game sim genre as a whole jumped the shark or what? Because before I would have said no, but now I really got to kind of think about it a little bit more because the idea and what they want to pull off is interesting. So they're trying to come up with a Rock Band game that is more accessible to the tween audience and the family audience. Which a Lego title definitely does for any game that you want to pick. I mean, you look at the action-adventure genre and, you know, parents can feel very comfortable letting their kids go home with a Lego Indiana Jones or a, you know, Lego Star Wars. Even though they're shooting phasers and they're blowing people apart, it's Lego
people. They're Legos.
You know, I don't necessarily feel, at least on the Rock Band side, because I could see this a little bit more on the Guitar Hero side, but I don't really feel on the Rock Band side that you need to make it softer to appeal or be safer for a young audience. Like, there's not a lot of songs that exist right now as far as what ships with Rock Band that could really be questionable content.
I know,
for the
none
most
of the
part.
Songs have swears in them.
You know, I mean, even if you download the Alanis Morissette song, they took the fucks out.
And they took the going down on you in a theater part.
Yeah, I still sing it, though.
Yeah, me too.
And you know what's funny? If you do sing it, you still get a perfect for that bar.
Yep.
Mm. Thank you, Harmonix. Anyway, but they took it out. So unless you know that it was there, you don't know that that's missing. So I'm a little kind of like, I'm not sure. Now, at the same token, okay, some of the songs that they've talked about, including in the Lego Rock Band, are Song 2 from Blur, Kung Fu Fighting from Carl Douglas, The Final Countdown from Europe, Boys and Girls from Good Charlotte, and So What from Pink.
Mm-hmm.
So, interesting songs. I mean, I've been pretty much wondering where the fluff songs for the genre were going to come in, but I expected them to come in and the actual Rock Band title.
Hey, maybe they'll put some Raffy on there.
I'm not singing and or... Is there even a drumline for Baby Beluga? I don't think so.
They'll put one in. Baby Beluga remix!
Oh, no. I don't want any part of that. So the only thing right now for me that gives this game, like, even a outside chance hope of making it into my collection is if they make Lego peripherals. Because if you could basically build your own guitar, that would be pretty effing sweet. Like, if they had the brains of the kit as one big Lego piece, and then off of that, you could buy a kit to basically build your own Lego guitar that I could use in either that
game.
Yeah,
but would little kids actually seriously, you know.
How many little kids build their own Legos?
Good
they
point.
Don't. Their
all
parents
right.
go into Lego. let's face it. Right? I'm just saying. So that could kind of be interesting. But right now, I'm just kind of like, I don't know about this one, guys. I don't know. I'm not sure. So that's all my stuff. I got no anime stuff this week because I didn't get to watch any because of the damn day job. And I got no manga stuff because I didn't get to watch any.
Manga, you read. Anime, you watch.
This is why I need sleep. You know what I meant.
Well,
but
yes.
Hopefully on deck next week, I've got a couple of series. So between me and the streamingness of the interwebs, I'm looking to get some Galaxy Railways underneath the belt. So until then, do you have any manga and or anime stuff for the people, Brenda?
First and foremost, I have a YouTube video that needs to be watched.
Does it have anything to do with Yu-Gi-Oh?
No.
Okay.
No, it does
not. I just have to ask. You know, I have to ask.
It's actually kind of funny. It's called 60 Ghetto Names.
Huh.
You guys should check it out.
Uh-oh.
It's hilarious. These two boys count down the 60 most popular, and, you know, they're not really that popular. They're just really funny. And I'm just going to share one of them with you guys because it's kind of my favorite. It's number 39, I believe, and it's Bon Kui Kui. So what I'm going to talk about today, it's anime, because I haven't had a chance to play much games this week. It's finals at school, so I've been a little busy, you know, preparing for my finals, get ready for the summer and E3 and all
of
that.
Are you ready for the summer?
Yeah, I actually am. I'm really ready for it. But the anime I'm going to talk about today,
yeah.
In English, it's called A Diary of a Crazy Family.
Wait,
but it's yeah.
A Diary of a Crazy Family?
Like Diary of, you know, like a Diary of a Mad Black Woman. It's like Diary of a Crazed Family.
Okay.
But in Japanese, and I'm going to butcher the fuck out of this, it is Koran Kazuku Nikki.
Hey, you did it!
Yay! I'm going to say it again.
Yeah, don't worry about saying it again.
Anyway, so here is your rundown. And I'll be as nice about it as possible. So you've got this Lord of Destruction called Enka, which is actually really funny because I believe there's a Japanese music genre called Enka.
Okay.
But whatever.
Yeah.
And upon being killed, he said, "Oh, don't worry. My child is going to come back and my child will destroy the world."
Oh.
You know, it was
nothing
a progeny
to worry about.
Because I got this covered. I've got progeny. And my progeny is going to beat the fuck out of
everything. Don't worry about it. They'll destroy it. We
but
got
anyway,
this.
So with this prophecy out there, there's this Bureau of Paranoia Phenomenon, you know, paranormal phenomenon, called the Great Japanese Empire Paranormal Phenomenon Bureau of Measures.
Yeah, and that's not a long name.
I know. But they decide that they are going to make an operation, like a covert operation to monitor this prophecy to see if it's going to come true. And the operation is called Operation Cozy Family. They put in one of their own from the Bureau, and they have narrowed down who the likely candidates to be the child of Enka.
Okay.
So there are five of them.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got Oka, which I think I can't pronounce his last name, but I have it written here. So it's Midari Sakai. Yeah.
Sure.
Whatever.
Bless you.
I'll just say, yeah, I'm just going to call him Mid. So his last name's Mida something. What you fuckin' call it? But, some of these names are insane. And there's a girl called Kyoka, and she has purple hair. She has cat ears and a tail. You know, when you first meet her, you know, she kind of looks like she's probably like 12, but she's actually 20 years old. You know, and she has this weird ability that she can intercept like cell phone waves. And like technology.
I'm sorry.
Like, it's really weird. It's actually called cell phone. So I kind of look at her as a Pokemon because, like, it's like an ability.
Sorry.
But anyway, her and Oka are supposed to be the parents of this cozy family. And they're trying to find the five humans, and not even humans most of the time, that have the properties to be this prophesized child. And in the first episode, you know, they're kind of looking around Tokyo because apparently the Bureau has put them all into the Tokyo.
Oh,
and they're looking for them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so, and each of the five, you know, come from very prestigious backgrounds.
Right.
Like one guy, Genka, blonde hair, white shirt, you know, kind of, you know, backstreet boysy, is actually, you know, a part of, his family is part of the Yakuza. So you think, that's not so bad. You know, mob. I can see why people would think he's probably evil, but he's shunned from his family because he suffers from gender identification. I don't know what the abbreviation is for it, but he has gender issues, and he thinks
he's a woman?
Yes. So he's kind of been outcast because he wants to wear dresses and wants to cook and be pretty.
Oh my God.
It's over the top.
Really? What was your first clue? The lady that can intercept cell phone reception in the waves, or the cross-dressing shun Yakuza?
Yeah. So there's him. There's another girl who is a part of the Oni family. And the thing about that family is the rule is the youngest sibling, son or daughter, is beaten by the rest of the family. Like, the family gets off on beating the fuck out of the youngest child.
What the fuck are you watching?
It's really off. Anyway, so they have a girl, and she's the youngest. And when she gets separated from the family, the older sister, now that she's the youngest, is now being beaten. So the younger sister is really pissed that the younger daughter got out. So she's kind of trying to, you know, get the younger daughter to come back and take her place and be beaten, and so that she doesn't have to anymore. There's a lion.
There's a lion.
Yes, there's a lion named Tenka. And they haven't done his backstory yet.
Oh, we got to know what's going on with the lion.
There's a jellyfish.
There's a jellyfish.
There's a jellyfish that flies in the air and loves to eat sushi.
It's a flying jellyfish.
Yes, okay. That likes to eat sushi all the time.
Yeah.
And then there is a...
Is there a tooth fairy?
No, there's a giant robot called Black 13, but he likes to be called Shoka, or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And he was, you know, built to be a killing machine.
Uh-huh.
And, because he likes to fight. But it's really funny because he has a really cute, soft little boy voice. So, like, when they first find him, you know, because Oka, you know, being part of the Bureau, like, he's an excellent, aimsman, like, gunsman.
Marksman, uh-huh.
Yeah, marksman. And so when, you know, Shoka, I'm just going to call him that, is, like, fighting everybody, mm-hmm. you know, Oka is shooting at him, and he's like, I'm your father, you need to respect me, you know, you shouldn't want to kill people, blah, 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 blah. But because, you know, Shoka was trained to fight, if you walk up to him with weapons, or you start to fight him, his body, no matter what his program, like his voice is saying, he's programmed to fight. So until you drop your weapon or you stop fighting, he won't stop engaging. Which, you know, they figure out very, very slowly in the first episode. But anyway, it's actually really interesting. Apparently the jellyfish isn't actually a jellyfish. She does have a human form, or kind of human form.
Uh-huh.
I'm watching episode 5 with the anime club at my school, and I was like, you know, there's something up with that jellyfish, because there's no way that it's just a jellyfish. And, you know, they go to this island.
It has a name. Of course, there's something up with the jellyfish.
And she's actually a really pretty woman. You know, it's really funny, because hopefully in the next episode that we watch next week, or this week technically, it'll be her backstory, because I kind of want to know what her deal is. But, I mean, it's really, really weird and zany, and actually you kind of find out something about Oka later on, because, you know, he's been told that he has to be a father for this cozy family, so he has to be like a dad, you know, and Kyoka, you know, is trying to love him back, you know, and trying to be like a wife, you know, and he's like, I like everybody, you know, but this is an operation, and besides, I am not allowed to love anyone. And you find out that this demon-esque lady thing, like, did something to him so that, you know, the people that he loves the most, I think... This is where, I'm not sure, but I think that if he actually truly loves people, that this demon-esque lady will kill them. So he tries to keep himself distant enough so that he doesn't develop those type of feelings.
Uh-huh.
So they're trying to figure out which one of the 5 that I've mentioned, the robot, the lion, the girl who likes to get beaten, Kyoka, because technically she's considered a child of Enka, and the boy who thinks he's a girl... Which one of them is the child? They're trying to figure it out. And then they're going to try to teach him about love and compassion and family so that he doesn't or she doesn't decide to, you know, beat the world.
Destroy the entire world.
Yeah. And it's really funny. It's really zany. It's upbeat. It's peppy. I love the opening theme song.
It's definitely zany.
Oh, yes. And I would give it 4 out of 5 stars. This is not for the faint of heart. This is not for people who are not familiar with fan service or perversion. You know, but most people who have been watching anime since I have are quite accustomed to it, so it shouldn't be that big of a deal. If you don't like it, you don't like it. If you love it, you're going to love it forever. And that is about it for Meiwa. 4 stars. Good job.
Okay.
I like zany shit, yo.
Look, I enjoy zany too, but there's got to be a little, just a tiny thread for me to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like, you remember where I was talking about Ninja Nonsense, which is nothing but nonsense. It's just zany from beginning to end. I mean, it's one of those animes where it's like in the 20 minutes of runtime, they usually run about 4 episodes because there's just no thought. It's just a collection of, like, ideas.
Shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Love Ninja Nonsense. But there's this little tiny thread of it just saying, we're absolutely not going to take ourselves seriously at all.
Oh, this series doesn't. I mean, unless the plot decides to show itself soon. I mean, we're already in episode, like, 5, I think 6. And, I mean, we have an idea of what the plot is, but there hasn't been, like, that one person who's been like, well, now we know which one it is. Dun, dun, dun. Like, the plot has not moved. The plot is sitting on the couch, eating
chips.
Potato chips, and its beer belly is out, and he hasn't pulled down his shirt yet. Because that would denote a plot movement, and he won't do it.
Gotcha. All right.
Yes.
Okay.
But I still love it very much.
That's fine. Enjoy.
I am. And hopefully some of you guys will too.
So hit us up on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use the short address, which is?
ESH.mobi. That's ESH.mobi. The short address will bounce you to the long one, and you can check out any articles that we've written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or just questions for us, you can use the Hit Us Up link. If you're not listening to us on iTunes, you can check us out there. You can plug us into any RSS reader, any podcast search engine, and we're also a part of the All Games Network.
That's right. You can catch episodes of our podcast airing on the All Games Radio Network, found at allgames.com, on Monday nights, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 6:30 p.m. Pacific. You can also catch some of the other really entertaining shows that are available through the network and the network partners, like Super Happy Fun Time Show,
Dead Pixel Live,
Ultimate Quest,
Evil Avatar,
Video Game Outsiders,
Bobby Blackwolf Show, and don't forget Friday Night Gaming.
There's all kinds of stuff over there, so make sure that you check it out. Check out our show as well. Make sure that you tell the folks when you're talking to them, either in chat or in forum, that we sent you.
Yes, please.
So with that, I'm going to have to call this podcast toast.
Yeah, me too.
What are you doing with your toast, sis?
I'm going to toast up three of them and then write in peanut butter, bon cui cui. Like bon on one, cui on one, and cui on another one. Bon cui cui.
What are you going to do with your toast? I worry about you. I really do. I'm very afraid for you right now. Because I feel like your brain is gone.
Naquila, Dayquila.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. I'm just gonna take my toast and eat it and then pray for your soul.
Okay.
So, as always, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out.
Bye.
Peace, beaks.